AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Iran has been denying it, but President Trump says talks are going on with Iran to end the war. At the White House, the president said a present from Iran arrived today.
It was a very big present worth a tremendous amount of money. And I'm not going to tell you what that present is, but it was a very significant prize. And they gave it to us, and they said they were going to give it. So that meant one thing to me, we're dealing with the right people.
Is that nuclear related?
No, it wasn't nuclear related. It was oil and gas related. And it was a very nice thing they did. But what it showed me is that we're dealing with the right people.
Airstrikes battered Iran, and Iranian missiles and drones targeted Israel. Federal investigators say a runway warning system didn't trigger an alarm before an Air Canada jet and a fire truck collided at New York's LaGuardia Airport. The pilot and the co-pilot were killed. National Transportation Safety Board Chairwoman Jennifer Hamaday says the system didn't work as intended because the fire truck didn't have a transponder.
We have no indication there were transponders on any of the trucks. But there are transponders on other trucks at other airports. Across the nation. In this case, they did not have transponders.
Many questions remain about why the airport fire truck was crossing the runway while the plane was landing.
They'll begin work on the FDR, the flight data recorder, tomorrow. And hopefully we'll have information to share.
There's also the question about why the fire truck did not stop, despite frantic last-second warnings from the control tower. Senators are racing to clinch a proposal to end the Homeland Security shutdown. Airports are experiencing long wait times at TSA checkpoints. TSA workers haven't been getting a paycheck. An exit poll suggests left- and right-leaning blocs are likely to fall short of a parliamentary majority in Denmark's election. This is AP News. The Trump administration is banning imports of new foreign-made routers,
citing supply chain vulnerability and cybersecurity risks, and says that malicious actors have exploited security gaps in foreign-made routers to attack American households. The government's update to its covered list targets consumer-grade routers, the boxes that connect computers, phones, and smart devices to the internet. Router models that were previously authorized by the government are still being sold by retailers, but once that stock is gone, you could see shortages and likely price hikes. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Brazilian justice granted former President Jair Bolsonaro's permission to serve his 27-year sentence for a coup attempt at home instead of in prison because of his failing health. The 71-year-old Bolsonaro was put in intensive care for a few days because of pneumonia, kidney problems, and inflammatory issues. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.